Great evening, folks. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It is approximately 11:25 in Colombia, okay? As many of you are aware, I'm in Medellin. And tonight, I'm going to discuss Mark Cuban's advice that I'll never forget. I'll never forget this piece of advice. If you don't know who Mark Cuban is, he is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He is the Shark Tank star. He was the guy that brought streaming to the internet. Okay? And I want to share the advice I heard from him when I was in my later 20s, early 30s. Okay, and I want to share with you because it was life-changing and it really helped me when I was struggling to mature my company, to make money, to make a profit, when I was frustrated, when I was just emotionally stressed during the infancy of my company here, okay? So, how's everybody doing tonight? Go ahead and comment your name below. And if you're brand new to the rant, brand new to my podcast, I am Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin, a young black man from Houston, Texas. And I am a self-made millionaire. And I spend my evenings, my nights like this to talking to you. Okay? As a matter of fact, let me turn on my red light. Hold on, give me a second. I don't know what did I do with the remote? Oh, give me a second. All right. Here we go. Well, welcome to the rant, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and come in. Hey, Sheila, how are you? Love the red light. This is my bedroom. And no, you can't see me. I'm relaxed. If I turned the camera around, you wouldn't be able to see me anyway. But it's more important for you to hear my voice and hear the information in the gems that I'm going to drop tonight. Because I'm here to help you become successful. I'm here to help you become wealthy, okay? This is a rant, which means that everything that I'm sharing with you is not scripted. I'm just speaking from the top of my heart, honestly, just from the dome here. And I'm sharing things that most millionaires don't tell people like yourself, the poor and average, right? The 9-to-5ers and, you know, the people that's trying to become successful or make a ton of money here. Okay? Hey, Trudy James, how are you? Smash the like button if you like the red lights. Oh, you like it green?
Money.
Just keep it red. It's all good. What's going on, Carter? Let's go. What's going on, Claudio? How are you? Go ahead and comment your name here below before I get into the rant. Thank you for the shares and likes. And thank you for all the comments and positivity that you guys have been sharing on my podcast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm getting so many reviews. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. So many five-star reviews you guys are placing on my podcast, and so many people are getting so much help. And they're loving my rants. They're loving the podcast. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. And I will continue to do this because I do want to help. I am rich. I'm wealthy. I'm doing pretty well for myself. I'm a father. You know, I have one brother and three children. I'm doing pretty well, you know, and I'm wealthy. So, hey guys, how are you? Give me a second. Let me delete someone. Goodbye. There we go. All right, here we go. Hey, Raina, how are you? Hey, Giselle. All right, so let me give you that piece of advice. How many of you are renting a company? How many of you are running a business, or you're thinking about running a business or becoming an entrepreneur? How many of you, it's time for you to go to college, but you don't want to go to college here, okay? And this advice is for you. Because at that time in my later 20s, I hit a brick wall. You know, I really felt that nothing was going to work, literally. And I remember one night, I'll never forget this. I was in Houston, Texas. I was staying off of Westheimer in Houston, Texas on Sage Road. And I was in my little bitty small apartment on the third floor. And I'm in my little bitty office and I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing wrong? Okay. Like I'm at 29, I'm 30 years old. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing wrong? Like, because I've been in the game of being an entrepreneur for like 9 years. Because I started at the age of 21. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sitting behind my laptop and I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? And I remember going to YouTube. I'll never forget this night. Okay. I remember going to YouTube. And I saw Mark Cuban had an interview with someone, not sure who it is. And I decided to click on that YouTube video. At that time, I was watching a ton of, you know, motivational videos, or I was watching a lot of interviews of millionaires and billionaires. And honestly, I was trying to understand what I was doing wrong as an entrepreneur because I wasn't making any money. I was working, I was doing a lot of stuff, but it's like nothing would stick. And I remember he says, and I almost felt like he was talking to me. He said, it doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter who your mom or your daddy is. It doesn't matter your education level. Doesn't matter if you have a degree or don't have a degree at all. It doesn't matter if you even went to high school or even graduated high school. It doesn't matter if you're around the right people at the right time. He says that you only have to be right one time. He said, you just got to be right one time. He said, if you're trying, because he was talking to an audience, he said, if you're trying different things, keep trying things. Because all you need to do is be right one time, and being right one time, it changed your life. And the people that get that one time are the people that are just trying different things and they just never giving up. He said, you don't have to be intellectual. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be a valedictorian. You don't have to be special. You don't have to live in America. He said, you just got to try things. Okay? You have to keep trying things and failing at things until that one thing works. And I thought about that. I said, you know, he's right. You just got to be right one time. That's it. Because one, like, you may, many of you have a company right now. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you're making some money. Maybe you're not making enough profit. But, or maybe you've been doing something for a very long time and it's not working. But, like Mark said, he said, you just got to be right one time. Because the company that you've created right now today, it may not be the company that's going to lead you to millions of dollars. I learned that the hard way. Some of you think your product, your service, or whatever you're doing, YouTubers and TikTokers, influencers, whatever, you think that that's going to be the thing that's going to create riches for you. What I want you to know is that you don't know. I spent, this is my personal story, I spent 7 years working, building a company that never made more than $10,000. And let me tell you something, I was passionate about it. I believed in it. I even had a shirt created, a shirt designed just for that company that I will wear every day. True story. But that was not the company that was going to be my one thing. And I tell you that to tell you this, that sometimes you get so married to the dream of the company or the business opportunity that you're not able to see that the customer or maybe your marketing is not great, or maybe the customer don't want your product or they don't want your service. I've met so many people, they're so passionate about things, and great, passion is important. But there has to be a moment in business that you have to make the distinction between, do people want my product or do they not want my product? Do they want my service or do they not want my service? Is there a need? Is there a problem that I'm fulfilling? Or am I just doing stuff hoping that people give me money for my product or service? Does that make sense? Some of you have been working on something too long. And listen, this is a hard conversation to have because I know some of you are like, Weston, I've been doing this for a long time. You're telling me to quit? I'm not telling you to quit. I'm not telling you to do anything. What I'm telling you is this, is you just got to be right one time. Listen, even though you're passionate and even though you're very connected emotionally to your dream or to your business or your opportunity, ensure that you understand that the only reason why you created this business, the only reason why you're in that opportunity, is to make money. You're not doing it for free. Got to remember that. Okay? This is not a hobby. This is not a charitable organization. This is not philanthropy work. This is a business that you're creating to make money, which means that you got to detach yourself emotionally from the company or the business and realize that, well, is this business making money? How long I've been doing it? How long have I been in this opportunity? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? What am I not doing? Does that make sense? That's important to have that conversation with yourself. I've had that conversation with myself. The company that I created was 7dayfitness.com. After watching Mark Cuban's video, I had to ask those very difficult questions. And then I was inspired because he said, you only got to be right one time. And he said, the thing that you're currently working on may not be the thing that's going to lead you to the millions of billions of dollars. It may not be the thing that's going to transform your life. He said, you got to be flexible. You got to be smart. Smart means you can't be so emotional about your business or your company if it's not working. You have to really think from an intellectual standpoint, you know, is this working? I mean, do people want my stuff? Do people like my content? Does that make sense? So I wanted to share that with you. You just got to be right one time, folks. That's it. Just one time. After I decided to put 7-Day Fitness in the casket, we had a funeral for 7dayfitness.com. True story, less than 2 years later, I made $30 million from another project, from another product called FatTheMinister.com. And that was my one thing, because I took Mark Cuban's advice. First, I was inspired that I only needed to be right one time. And two is, I decided not to be so attached to the business. And I just found a business that can make money. It wasn't about me. A lot of you, and I've seen this, you know, because I get DMs all the time. People are like, well, Wesley, I got the next best thing. I got a billionaire company. Wesley, I'm going to make $1 million with this thing. Invest with me. Wesley, give me $10,000. Give me $20,000. I'm going to make you a billionaire. And you don't even have $5,000 in your bank account. Some of you are so delusional. Okay? It's okay to be delusional. But don't be an idiot and delusional, okay? An idiot believes that they're going to give me $10,000 and make me a billionaire. An idiot is a person that can't even manage their money probably going to make me a billionaire. You're not. Okay? The fastest way, in my opinion, to make money is to find a problem first. Find a need. What's the problem? So many problems on the planet. Find a problem that exists. Then solve it. If you really want to be savvy, find a problem somebody has already solved and study what they did and make something better. That's how I made my money. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't have a brand new idea. I swear to God, I did not have a brand new idea, something that no one has ever seen before, something that I meditated and all of a sudden it just, this, I had an epiphany and I had this thing that no. When I had that with 7-Day Fitness, 7-Day Fitness was a company that I created that I thought people wanted, but it has never been created before. I was trying to be an innovator, and that was silly. Because sometimes becoming an innovator, you're going to stay broke and poor. Everybody can't be an innovator. It's just how it is. And I was one of those people. I was not an innovator at that time. So I decided to get smart. You know how you get smart? I just found, listen, just please listen to me. I'm trying to save you 5 and 10 years of frustration here. You find a company. You find a product. You find a service. That's already doing well. I mean, you have millions of companies that are doing very well right now. You study the company. You study the marketing. And then you model and you duplicate what they have created and you make it better. Put your twist on it. Does that make sense? That's all what I did.
If I would have did that in the beginning, I would have made my first million in my 20s. Does that make sense? Okay? Give me a thumbs up if that makes sense, ladies and gentlemen. How long were you stuck on 7-Day Fitness? I was stuck on 7-Day Fitness for 9 years. And I'm not going to say 9 years I wasted my time because I learned a lot. But you know one thing, you know one piece of advice I would give myself if I was 20 right now in my 20s? I would tell Wesley that's in his 20s to shut up. Honestly. Stop talking so much. Because in my 20s, I didn't know shit. As an older man, of course, I know a lot now. I know because I have the result. I have achieved the outcome. But in my 20s, I have not achieved anything in business. But I thought I knew everything. So when people that were making more money than me give me advice, you know, I just ignored them. I didn't consider their points. I was always just flapping in my mouth. If you're in your 20s right now, be a studier of success. Like, be a student of success. If you're in your 20s, like, be a student of success. Which means just talk less and learn more. And learn from the right people. Learn from the people who have already achieved your outcome. Does that make sense? But you only got to be right one time. That's it, man. That's it. Just one time. One time can change your entire life. Mark Cuban, his one thing that changed his life was streaming. He was the first person to introduce streaming games, like basketball games and football games on the internet. He sold it to Yahoo for $800 million. And then he bought the Dallas Mavericks. And now this man's worth over $5 billion. He had his one thing. But he did a lot of things. He had many different companies. Okay? That failed. That didn't do so well. That's the one thing I want to ram in the back of your mind. You just got to be right one time. That's it. Okay? You just got to be right one time. One time can change everything. Do you not understand that one product I created changed my entire life? Like, I went from the outhouse to the penthouse literally overnight. I remember when I made my first $1 million, I made it in 30 days, right? And I remember for 30 days, I still was sleeping on the air mattress. I was going to the gym, going home as if I didn't make any money because I was in awe. And I remember making my first large purchase. You know what that was? My first large purchase was a Mercedes G-Wagon. And I was happy about that. I'll never forget when I went to the dealership, I'm wearing some gray shorts and a gray shirt, right? I'm looking like a homeless man. I'm not dressed up. I'm not looking fancy. I'm not wearing any jewelry at all. And I went up there. No one would approach me. And I'll never forget, it was this young black man. He was 50 years old. He'd been in prison. And he got released from prison like maybe 10 years ago. He was a great guy. He said, how can I help you? I said, I'm looking to get a G-Wagon. And I remember purchasing the G-Wagon on the showroom floor, $180,000. Someone was going to buy from Dubai, but they backed up at the last moment. That was my first large purchase. And then 2 weeks later, I remember packing my things up, driving my G-Wagon down the street to my first high-rise. I'll never forget it. I walked in there. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, I'm looking for a high-rise. I'm looking for something high. Before that, I've never stayed on anything higher than the third floor. I remember I got a high-rise on the 12th floor. That was the highest I've ever been. I thought I was just in heaven. I remember that week, I got myself an interior decorator. Started decorating the place. I got myself a maid. I spent $30,000 on a sound system, on a TV. I mean, I just was just in awe. My life totally changed, like almost overnight, because I just got to be right one time. What I want you to understand is, listen, you're going to have to try many things. It may be many businesses, many different companies that you're going to try, that you're going to attempt. They're going to fail. You may make some money, but you might not make a lot of money. But all I can tell you is you just got to be right one time. That's it. My life has changed. Like, my life is beautiful now. It's insane. My life is literally a movie, ladies and gentlemen. A movie. And I'm thinking to myself, why not you? Like, why can't you experience this land of paradise that I'm experiencing? Like, where you are right now, I've been there. I've been broke. I've had bad credit. I've had repossessions. I've been evicted. I've slept in my car. I slept on air mattresses. I made mistakes. I've been there. Been to jail. I've been there. I want you to know that your life can change at any moment. But the key is just not to give up. Just not to quit. To keep pushing forward. If you got value here tonight, come with the word value, please. Okay, if you got any value, come with the word value. Let me know. Comment below. Just say one thing. Well, it's just like one thing. You just got to be right one time. Just one time. You don't know when, you don't know how, but the key is just to take more action than you talk. Stop talking so much about what you're going to do in the future, what you should do, what you ought to do. Just do it. And the sooner that you start trying and attempting and trying different things, the faster you will reach your outcome. Does that make sense? You just got to be right one time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just listen, you know, this is a success. Success is an emotional journey. It is. It's an emotional journey. Sometimes it feels so hard. It gets so tough. Sometimes you're going to be so lonely all by yourself. Almost like no one understands you. No one gets it. But it's okay. Success can be a lonely road. But my thoughts is, why not you? Like, why not you? I'm talking to you. Why not you? You don't have to struggle. You don't have to live in poverty. You don't have to be in averageness. You don't have to settle for less. You don't have to fly coach. You don't have to stay in one-star hotels. You don't have to take those cheap-ass cruises. You don't have to just go to Mexico every goddamn year and go to Vegas. You can do extraordinary things. You don't have to just stay in that small little apartment. Drive that car that you don't... You don't have to. You can have it all. The world is yours, man. Okay? It is. Questions for me. Questions for me. Okay? Talk to me. Any questions for me, folks? If you've got any value, comment the word value below. And listen, you know, to all the men and women that feel that, I know it's some men and women that are in their 30s and 40s and 50s. How many of you are in your 30s, 40s, and 50s? I know some of you might feel it's too late, right? You might say, God damn, it's too late. You know, I'm too old. I'm married. I got kids. And I've made so many mistakes. What I want you to understand is not too late. You hear me? You know who Kevin O'Leary is? Kevin O'Leary, the guy that plays on Shark Tank, he didn't make his first million until the age of 47, 50. That's Kevin O'Leary. Hello? Okay? You ever ate KFC chicken? Colonel Sanders, he didn't make his first million until he was 60. You know who the McDonald brothers are? You know the guy that actually Ray Kroc, that franchise McDonald's. He didn't make his first million until he was 50. So everybody in your 30s and 40s and 50s, it's not too late. Stop telling yourself, oh, it's too late. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. All you need is fucking desire. You gotta have a fucking will. You have to have a desire to be wealthy and rich. You have to have a deep desire to want it. Willing to put yourself through moments of frustration and irritation and things that you don't like and uncomfortable scenarios to get there. Does that make sense? It's not too late. The average millionaire is 57 years young. Okay? It's not too late for you. What's the question here, guys? Wes, how to persist in the moment of doubt? You got to do it anyway. Listen, there were moments that I doubted. Not many moments, but there were glimpses of doubt. But you know what I did? Listen, I want you to pull that phone close to your ear, your right ear. Do it for me. This is what you do when you have moments of doubt. Pull that phone close to the ear. You say, fuck doubt. Fuck it. Fuck doubt. You have to tell doubt, fuck you. Okay? Because doubt is a debilitator to the man or woman you want to be. You don't have time to doubt what you have to do. Like, you have to persist. There's no other option. Does that make sense? There's no other option but just to continue to go, even though you might not believe that this is going to work out, but you still got to do it. The person that works out, that's trying to lose weight, maybe they doubt that they're going to lose the weight, and maybe they're not losing any weight, but they got to continue to go to the gym, regardless of that feeling and that thought. When you're running a company, you're in a business, internet business, network marketing, any type of company, there are going to be mornings, there are going to be days. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to go to the company. You don't want to get up and do anything. Because you're like, man, I'm getting older. Man, why is this not working? You still got to do it. You may say, well, how? You tell yourself. Fucking tell yourself to do it. Do it anyway. You either do it anyway or be poor and average for the rest of your life. You either do it anyway or be a part of the 97% that don't have nothing. One of the greatest motivational speakers on the planet named Jim Rohn, he has a audio that talks about the 97% people. He say, walk away from the 97%. 97% of people on this planet, they don't give a shit about their lives. They'd rather smoke, drink, and fuck. That's it. And laugh. And kiki and ha-ha. 97% of people, they're not reading books. 97% of people are not educating themselves to be beneficial in their life. 97% of people are not trying to develop themselves as a human being at all. 97% of people are not going to the gym. They're not eating healthy. Okay? They're not working on themselves and their relationships. Walk away from the 97% and join the 3% that actually cares about themselves. The 3% that has habits that are beneficial to their future. Okay? Join the 3%. The 97%, these people, they're the ones that's clubbing on the weekends, going out, hanging out with friends, traveling, can't afford it, but traveling anyway. The ones that are using the credit cards at the department stores, the malls, and can't even afford it, pushing themselves deeper into debt. The 97% spending money but don't have money, spending more than they're earning. Does that make sense? Walk away from the 97%, okay? As a matter of fact, I want you to comment those words below. Walk away from the 97%. Walk away from these folks. Walk away from the naysayers. Walk away from those negative people. Those dream killers. Those negative Nancys. The ones that are always bitching and complaining about everything in their life. These people are cancerous. Walk away from them. And watch how your life change. Many of you, your life is not where it should be. It's because of the people that you choose to surround yourself with. Shit, the reason I'm worth tens of millions of people, because I hang around people that make tens of millions of dollars. The reason why I'm a very positive man, because I hang around positive people. The reason why I'm optimistic, because I hang around optimistic people. The reason why I have a smile on my face anytime you see me on video, because I'm around those type of people. Hello? Okay. You have no idea.
Okay.
Honestly, you have no clue. Just by changing your environment, what that would do to your life. You have no clue. Just by changing your environment, changing the people that you hang out with, that you talk to, that you text. Can't imagine.
Questions for me. Did you get value here tonight? Comment the word value, please. Questions for me here. Questions. Let's see, folks, I'm a 3%er. Okay. Hey, Wes, how does your new app work?
Just download it. It's in my bio. If you want access to my app, just go to my bio on Instagram, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin, and you get access to it. But you must have an iPhone.
Like I was saying, I'm a 3%er, folks. I mean,
I'm a 3%er, okay? Today is Sunday, It's still Sunday, is it? Oh, no. No, it's officially Monday. It's midnight, but I meditated today. I worked today. I educated myself today. You know what I did? I was watching videos about marketing an application, an iPhone application. I was watching videos about the complexities of billion-dollar apps that go viral and the ones that don't. Yeah. That's what I was doing. Eating well, of course. All day. And now I'm talking to you, big head. See, my habits is the reason why I'm a part of the 3% Club. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I'm not promiscuous. I don't entertain any type of debaucherous activities. Yeah. Because I don't want to do that. It's not who I am. I'm a high value man. I am a phenomenal man. I am an impeccable man. I am a man with purpose. I'm a man that knows what he wants. And I'm a man that know what I will not tolerate. Okay? And I advise all of you to do the same thing as well. Figure out who you want to be. And be it. Any questions for me here? I know you folks got value. I know you guys are excited to listen to this rant again, of course. But any questions for me? Okay. Questions. If you want to pick my brain. My brain is now available to you. Love your new app. Thank you so much, Logan P. If you guys love my new app, let me know in the comments below. And give me your feedback. I do appreciate the feedback. But if you want access to my app, if you have an iPhone, just go to my bio on my Instagram account and just click the link and you'll download it for free. How do you feel about Shopify stores? I feel good about them, Rhonda, but I don't do Shopify, personally. Questions for me? No, it's not on Android, folks, not yet. It's coming soon. Like, listen, this is what I've learned from billionaires that have apps like WhatsApp, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. And the funny thing is you can just watch the YouTube. It tells you everything, honestly. it's definitely a university. So you have to select a platform, one platform. It doesn't make sense of trying to create two apps on two different platforms when you have not proven the concept, because apps can be expensive depending on what type of app that you're creating. And then you first have to create an app that people like, and then the next phase is you have to create the app or adjust it so people are addicted to it, right? Then you got to monetize it. What are the steps I should take to become the best disability rights activists of our time? Well, my question to you is, what does that look like? You know, when you think about disability rights, what does that look like? You've been the best. What does that mean to you? I love all of you as well. Thanks for the love. But any more questions for me? Oh. Ooh, I feel grateful. You know, I just felt so grateful today. I was just so excited and grateful. I mean, the app is doing well. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, we pre-launched the beta version, and we've had almost 1,000 downloads. You know, I'm just so blessed that have so many fans and friends out there, people that are utilizing the app and they're loving it. And it's going to be a game changer. And I'm so excited just to help the world and make a contribution. It's something that I can be so proud of because people are not just using it. They're benefiting from it. And I'm loving this process here. And my team, you know. I'm so proud of my team. Sales team setters, graphic designers, media buyers, copywriters. They're all doing well. And we're all going to top together. We're like one big family. So I'm just so grateful for that. What's next? Listen, if you have an Android, get rid of that trash. Get yourself an iPhone. How does high-value women attract a real high-value man on his journey of getting out of self-doubt and growing wealth? While on this journey, well, I'll tell you this: if you're a young lady and you're looking to attract a high value man, let me tell you this: since I do consider myself a high value man, and I'm gonna tell you one requirement or one value that is very important to all high value men. High value men are successfully, or they're financially successful. High value men can communicate well, they're emotionally intelligent, and they take care of themselves physically. Those are high value men. Okay, so to attract one, and I want all women to understand this, because I know there's a lot of women out there that wants to attract a phenomenal man. I don't think any woman wants a good man, they want a great man, right? Listen, the one thing that all high value men require, want, crave for is appreciation. Okay? Make sure you make this man feel appreciated. If you don't want your high value man to cheat on you, right? To play with you, make sure you show your appreciation. It's important for him. Okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, high-value men, they're givers. Because high-value men, they have a mentality that we live in an abundant universe. He has plenty of money, so he loves blessing people, helping people, changing people's lives. That fulfills him, right? Because to make money for yourself is great, but to do things for other people is fulfilling. So he has a big heart, and he loves helping people. He loves changing people's lives in his own way. So the only thing that he wants from his woman, you know, aside from just unadulterated, nasty sex, he wants to feel appreciated. He wants you to show him and let him know that you really appreciate what he's doing for, what he has done for you, because he's unique. Every man obviously is not high value. Every man on the planet is not a giver. They don't have a big heart. Some men are hoarders of their money. They don't give a woman nothing. They don't want to take care of it. You have men out there, they believe in the 50-50 rule. You have men out there, they can be together with a woman. He's doing very well, but he still wants the woman to struggle. Or he still wants the woman to live in, like she's poor. He has money, but he still wants to live like he's in poverty. Right, so you have so many different type of men that you have to be very grateful for this type of man, because he doesn't even exist, barely. So he wants to feel appreciated, because everything that he does from his heart. He does from the kindness of his heart. Does that make sense? So make him feel appreciated, women. If you want to attract one, if you ever get one, make sure you let him know that you appreciate him. That you're proud of him. Okay? Because there's nothing like hearing it from your woman. Someone that you're close to. And being genuine about it. Did they help you out, young lady? Okay? You're very welcome. But I would say this, young lady. If you're on your journey, And I give women this advice as it relates to her building her company, her business, because maybe she's a boss chick. She's a boss lady. Okay, great. And she wants to have a man too. I would tell you this. Either do it alone or do it with a man that's financially astute, preferably a millionaire. That's what I suggest. I don't think a woman should ever date a man or get serious with a man that's not making more money than her. Extremely more money. Because if you want to be an entrepreneur as a woman, and if you're going to spend your time, you might as well spend your time with someone that can teach you something. Make sense? And millionaires can definitely teach you how to make money, how to budget money, how to be disciplined, how to have good, healthy habits as well. Okay, so if you're going to date, make sure you date up. Don't date down. Don't date Willie and Pookie and Ray Ray, okay? Date the man that is doing very well with themselves. Date a man that's financially astute. Date a man that communicates well. Date a man that's emotionally intelligent. Date a man that can be calm when he speaks to you. Date a man that's understanding. Date a man that's a listener. Date a man that actually takes an account of how you feel. Date a man that's not afraid to say that he's wronged, even though he thinks he's always right. Okay? Next question for me. Hey, Sharon, how are you? Nikki Grapes, how are you? Next question for me. Wait, what's going on with the red light? Are we having a red light special? Nah, not tonight, Toya. I just felt like turning on the red light tonight. Get some red light therapy in here. I've cut everybody off. What's next? Get to work. What you mean, what's next? Get to work. Okay? That was a young man that just asked me that question. That question there. He said that he cut everybody off. Okay, get to work. Work on yourself. Work on your body. Go to the gym every day. Read a book. Read a page. Read a chapter from a self-help book. Turn off the radio. Turn off the TV for a year. Consume your mind with the man that you want to be. Separate from women as well. Don't spend any more time chasing and trying to find out the right word or right phrase to say when it comes to a woman. And, you know, to be honest, but this is men's biggest issue. Women. Oh, my God. It's devastating. I mean, I love women. Trust me. I am a lover of women. I mean, God did a remarkable thing when he created women. But listen, if woman is your focus, men, if you can't detach yourself from the desire of woman, you're not going to change. I mean, you're not going to make progress. Okay? I mean, you're not going to make progress. If you're not able to control your sexual urges, does that make sense? Some of you men, you complain and talk like little boys. Wesley, I just can't. I just love women. Well, they always trying to get me, so I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay. So what, you can't control yourself? You can't manage your emotions around women? That any woman that wants to be with you, you just give in? That makes you an extremely weak man. Okay? Men, learn how to repudiate women. Reject them. Tell women that you're focused. Tell women you can't talk to them. No, I can't talk to you. Learn how to dump women. You know, that's one thing I would teach men if I ever did a class for men. I would teach them how to not just break a woman's heart, but just how to get rid of them. And I know that sounds pretty bad, but women usually do the dumping or they do the dissolution of the relationship. But I need to teach men to realize that you need to be the man and assess that situation and say, you know what, this is not going to work for me. I have let so many women go in my life with ease. So many tears were cried. It's all good. But I know what I want. I know what I'm not going to tolerate. Many of you men, you so attached emotionally to this woman, sexually and emotionally, that you can't let them go. You'd rather go cheat and get caught up, and then you're in a terrible situation. Okay? Now, separate yourself a woman from a year. You want to attract women? Just develop yourself. That's all you have to do, honestly. That's it. Develop yourself as a man. The women will come. You have a line. You will have thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of women waiting for you, trying to get your attention, if you develop yourself as a man. But unfortunately, many of you are not going to do it. And that's why you're going to be broken average for the rest of your life. Most of you men, you're going to be just like Pookie and Ray Ray, trying to find a woman to build a company with. Oh, I'm going to find a woman. We're going to build it together. Stupid. That's just dumb. In my opinion, that's my opinion. I don't think as a man you should build a company with a woman. I have a woman right now, right? My company, I built my company before I met my woman. And she has a company as well. And guess what I'm doing? I am augmenting to her. I'm building, helping her build her company. My company is great. Companies, by the way, that's plural. And I'm helping her succeed as well. Because that's what a man's supposed to do. A man does not supposed to attach himself to a woman and you struggle together. Like, why would you want to struggle together? And this is not my words. This is what men say. Well, I want to struggle together to make sure she's here for the right reasons. And what reasons are that? Like, what reason are you referring to? You want a woman to want you for your broken self? All your emotional trauma, your childhood trauma, your financial trauma. You want a woman to want that shit? Why would she want that? Think about if you had a daughter. Would you want your daughter to be with a man like yourself? Ooh, no. Okay? So you need to mature yourself. You need to develop yourself as a man. Period. If not, you're always going to have uncertainty in your life when it comes to women. You're always going to be the man that's going to be confused when women play you, cheat on you, do whatever. Do whatever they do to you, right? Piss you off, make you feel, whatever. You're going to be that man, okay? Be the man that every woman wants, okay? Listen to me. Be the man that every woman wants. What's next? You're very welcome. To all my men out there that was listening here. Have you ever left a woman before and she doesn't know? No, of course she knew. Tell them. Listen, I am... Folks... I am a real man. A real man can look a woman in her eyes and say, this is not going to work out for me. I like you. I think you're great. You know, you're cool. But this is not going to work out for me. And of course, because women... they're not prepared mentally or emotionally to be dumped. Right? So, you know, they cannot take it, honestly. But, just tell them. I've told many women this, like, no, this is not going to work for me. I'm sorry, you know. I like you. I think you're cool. But I'm not going to move forward with you. And I feel that we should go our separate ways. In so many ways, that's it. And yeah, they can cry and moan and groan. That's cool. But eventually they'll stop crying and moaning and groaning and they'll move on. Okay? But men, you need to be able to do that, honestly. And I'm not saying you need to be a heartbreaker, but you need to prioritize yourself, especially if you're not where you need to be in life. especially financially. If you're not where you need to be financially in life, then why complicate your life with a woman in it? You're going to complicate your life and her life. Because you're always going to, obviously you're going to have issues and problems in a relationship. It's the two people that are trying to work together and trying to coincide and trying to live and trying to blend their values, their attitudes, their personalities together. So the last thing you want is to have money to be an issue. Imagine having problems and money problems. That's the worst. Women, can I get an amen? You ever been with a man that can't take care of you properly? That's insane. I mean, that's just like fucking, that's a horror movie. You know, you already, like, women already have stress and issues and they overthink a lot. They're extremely emotional. Imagine having money problems too. My God, with a man. That's insane. Oh my God. Like, honestly, like, my daughter, I love her. All my daughters, you know. And I don't want them to be with a broke man. I don't want them to be with a man that's financially irresponsible. I don't want them to be with a man that has no ambition at all. Mm-mm. Because it's the recipe for failure. I don't want my daughters to be the type of woman that has to take care of a man. Absolutely not. No. I'm going to do whatever in my power to convince them, to influence them not to make those decisions. Okay, because that's not what a man is. My father, he was a man. My father took care of my mom. Totally. Took care of her. Financially. Okay? He was a real man. He was a provider. And unfortunately, men, they just, it's like they don't understand that to be a leader, you have to be a provider. A woman is not going to, like my woman, she allows me to lead her. She wants me to. She told me. She said, you're my leader in life. You're my leader in my business. And I'm grateful for you. You know how that makes me feel? To know that she trusts me to be able to make those type of decisions for us. Can your woman say the same thing, man? Hello? Can your woman say the same thing? Probably not. Most of you men that have a woman, your woman don't want to follow you. She's tolerating you. She's just tolerating you, man. She's not following you. Okay? Because women are not stupid. They're very smart. They're intelligent, man. They're not dumb. Okay? Questions for me? Talk to me. Questions for me. Are you folks getting some value here tonight? I know we're talking about relationships again. How long does it take you to fall in love with a woman? Me personally?
That's a good question. When did I fall in love with this young lady I'm with now?
That's a good question. I haven't been in love that many. I probably have been in love, what, twice, maybe? Maybe twice in my life. How long? You know, I don't know. Maybe a couple of months. I'm not sure. I don't really measure the amount of time it takes me to do it, honestly.
But I tell you this, women definitely fall in love with me first. I mean, it is what it is. Because I'm a remarkable man.
And that's why. What's the best way to go about buying a car dealership to rent out cars and the best way to finance it?
Go to the bank, my guy. Go to the bank. Get your credit in order. Go to the bank. Tell them what you want to do. And see what they say.
Even if you have to start small, buy one car, right? Rent it out, sell it, Uber. I mean, not Uber, but Turo.
Start small.
Where to meet good men? It depends on how you define the word good man. Like, what does a good man mean to you, young lady? You know, I hear this on the rant all the time. Wesley, where do I find good men? Well, define what a good man is. A lot of you women don't know exactly what you want. That's your problem, women. Women's issue. They have not clearly defined the type of man that they want. They know what they don't want, but they just don't know what they want. Like, they don't have a list. Me, I have a list. I have a list that I wrote down years ago. The exact type of woman I wanted to attract in my life. And I got her. Exactly. From the physicality, the emotional, from the nurturing, the motherly, just the kindness, the look, everything, the smell. Because I'm very detailed, right? When I want to attract things in my life. So, what do you mean by good? What does that mean? A good man. I broke up with my boyfriend because we were both broke and he was really mad at me. But right now, I can focus better on my career growth. Do you think I did the right thing? Of course. Again, President Maina, why would you just think women? I want to give all women advice tonight, young and old. Why? I get it. You know, maybe your man looks good. He's a cute man. Maybe he's a funny man. But there's no exception to be with a man that cannot provide financially for himself or for you. Like, how many jokes can a man tell when it's time to pay the rent? The jokes are not telling the rent. I don't care how good looking the man is, how good the sex is. If he can't take care of your car when it breaks down, or you need your hair done and your nails done, your lashes. I don't know. I mean, think. You know, good looks. A funny man does not pay bills. You're going to be unhappy with a man that looks good and funny and maybe great sex, but you're going to be sleeping on an air mattress. Are you going to be overwhelmed about finances? That's the worst for women. I know. I've spoken to several women that have had several men that didn't take care of them financially, and they just have so many financial struggles. The first thing I do, listen, this is me personally. The first thing I do, if I like a woman, if I want her, especially if I'm sleeping with her, if I'm making love to this woman's body, I am going to take care of her issues financially. If she called me, we're talking phone, hey, what's going on? Hey, how's your day? I'm having a good day. I just got to do this, you know, my tire just broke down, all my this. I said, no problem, baby. Where's your car? Let me get that handled for you. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. This came up. This just popped up, and I really don't have the money for this, but, you know, I'm trying to make it happen. Don't worry about it, baby. How much you need? I mean, that's how I am. Honestly, I've always been that way, okay? Because I'm a true leader. I'm a provider, okay? And women, that's what you should expect. That's what you should desire. You have to be smart, okay? During the selection process of men, be smart. At the bare minimum, make sure this man can take care of himself and take care of you financially. Like, who wants to struggle in a marriage? Who wants to struggle in a relationship? Why? Like, why? What's the purpose of that? That's a waste of your time, women. There are several men out here that are very financially responsible, financially astute, okay? Several. Stop wasting your time with Pookie and Ray Ray. Stop wasting your time with men that can't communicate effectively. Stop wasting time with men who are not emotionally intelligent. You already see it. Many of you women, you see the red flags, and because of your loneliness, you just overlook it because you're starving for attention. You want somebody to be there, want somebody to hold you. I get it that you have this desire for that, but be smart, be intelligent. Why deal with so many men and be 30 and 40 and be scarred because you went through so many men? That's one thing I don't like. I don't like a woman who have been through all these different men and have all these different experiences, and then she get with me and I'm dealing with all that baggage, all the experiences she's thinking about, all that shit that took place in her past. I like women who have not had many relationships. Does that make sense? Women, preserve yourself. Be selective. Okay? That was my rant for the women. Women, you needed that, honestly. Why do you believe some men spite women financially?
You talking about the women that do very well financially? Well, let me tell you why. And I've met several women like this who do very well. I remember meeting a nurse. She was gorgeous. And of course, you know, I had to jump on her, right? But I remember meet her. When did I meet her? I think I went to a some club bar in Houston, Texas, and I saw her. She was gorgeous. I mean, she was black too, and she was just pretty eyes, pretty skin, and we were just talking and chatting, her and her friends, and that was back in my savage days, folks. I was making out with a friend, sent the friend home, and then I started talking to the other friend. I'm just telling you the story, but, you know, I was a savage back in those days. I just didn't care. But I'm talking to her, and we had a deep conversation, like I do with any time I'm talking to a female, because they're very enlightened when they have conversations with me, because I don't have surface-level conversations. And she was telling me about some of her previous dealings with men. She said she dated this one guy, you know, attractive, nice guy. And she's a nurse. She makes a lot of money. She makes like $15,000 a month, travel nurse. And she says, you know, I decided to go to Dubai. And I told him I was going to Dubai. You know what he told me? I said, what? He said, why are you so spontaneous? That's stupid. You can't just be flying to Dubai by yourself alone. That doesn't make any sense. And what he was doing, he was projecting what he couldn't do to her. Because obviously he didn't even make maybe $60,000 a year. So he couldn't even imagine just taking a sporadic trip to Dubai like she could, because she had the funds available. So men like that, they end up resenting women. And that's sad, isn't it? Resenting women because the women are able to do the things that he wants to do, but he doesn't even see himself doing it. And then what he does, he spites her and resents her and makes her feel like shit because she can do what he's not able to do. And she started to question herself. She said, damn, am I being too spontaneous? And damn, am I living a little bit too much? Or I said, absolutely not. I said, you just have the wrong man, young lady. You have the wrong person. You got to let that man go. Okay? And, you know, women, that's why, listen, this is just my advice to you. You don't have to take it, but you should date up financially. You should never date a man that makes less than you. That's a recipe for failure, folks. I'm telling you, women, you'll see. Try it. If you don't believe me, try it. Go ahead. Date a woman that makes more than you. Okay? And I get it. It's always going to be that one person. I do it. I know somebody, and they've been married 40 years. Okay, well, you're not them. Okay? Date a man that makes more than you, period. What's next? What's next? Why do you believe some men envy their women's success in education? Well, I mean, I just told you. I just explained it to you, Nikki Grapes. Because a lot of men, a lot of men, many men, they can't see themselves the way that they would like to see themselves. Does that make sense? One thing about women are very innovative, creative. They just go for it, right? They take risks more than men do. But men, they have the tendency to get comfortable where they are. And they tell women, well, you need to accept me for who I am. You know, this is just what I am. And
And that's not how it works. Or you have some men that say, well, women expect too much from me. And I'm like, to me, that's ridiculous. Like, why wouldn't a woman expect a lot from you? Like, you want her to be, like, my daughters, they expect a lot from me. They want me to be their provider. They want me to take care of things when they need to be taken care of. They want me to give them advice when I need to give them advice. So why wouldn't you want your woman to expect more from you? I know men, they get upset because women want too much. Man, she just want too much. But what's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you want to be an incredible version of yourself as a man? Like, why wouldn't you even want to do? The problem is men are lazy. Men are too busy playing video games and watching grown men run down the court, run down the field. That's the problem. They're so distracted. And they want a woman to love them for who they are. But that's not how it works, young man. Do you believe in unconditional love? Sure. What's the current book you're reading? You know, I don't know right off. I forgot the name of the book, honestly. I'm reading a book, but I forgot. What's next? Next questions. Are you guys getting value here? A good man equals man who fears God, healed, emotionally intelligent, millionaire who takes care of his family, a leader. I mean, you can find these men anywhere, man, honestly. Like, go to a 5-star restaurant. But I would say this, learn how to attract men. You don't have to chase them. Attract, be the type of man, I mean, be the type of woman that type of man will gravitate towards. Which means it's being the best version of yourself. Women learn to be a nurturer, learn to be more motherly, learn to be more feminine, learn to be more agreeable, learn to be soft-spoken, learn not to argue. You don't argue with no millionaire, I'll tell you that. That's a recipe for failure. Don't be disagreeable with millionaires. Do not do that. Okay? You could disagree with Pookie and Ray Ray, but not rich men. Because first of all, they're smarter than you. Do you have millionaire friends, Wes? Of course. These issues make women lose respect for men. Probably so. Probably so. Any more questions for me? Hey, Ladybug, how are you? Before I let you go here tonight. Did you guys get value here, ladies and gentlemen? Did you get some value? Did you take notes? Okay. Did you take notes? Did you? My second wife is very successful. She was the first person that truly got me, and I screwed up our marriage because I always felt like I was not good enough for her, despite her telling me that she loved me. Yeah. Yeah, Peter, I appreciate you being honest, man. You got some work to do. I want to be a great woman. What advice do you give to your daughters? Do I give to them? What do you mean, do I give to them? Give them what? Yeah, I can tell you, hey, Daniela. Yeah, I can tell you some of the do's and don'ts to do with a millionaire. Easy. Millionaires, don't argue with them ever. Don't raise your voice to a millionaire. Just don't do it. Don't do that ever. Don't raise your voice and don't argue. Don't be disagreeable. Like, most shit is just minor things. Just, like, don't be disagreeable. Don't be like, oh, no, this is wrong. And maybe he is wrong, but just don't be a disagreeable chick, okay? Because he ain't trying to hear it, honestly. Another just don't do's for successful men. I would say don't be a liar, but, I mean, most women, they don't lie. They're really good people. I haven't had experience when women are just not disloyal people. Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, those three things there. Some of the don't do's when you're with a rich man, you know. And I've already told you some of the do's. Like, always appreciate him. Let you know that you're grateful for him. Let you know that you appreciate him. Always scintillate his ego, you know. Make him feel good about himself. Be motherly, be kind, you know, take care of him, pay attention to what he do, and let him know that you're there for him, and you will, and actually do things for him, like small things. You don't have to be, you know, the bomb stuff, but like small things, like if he like to eat, make him food, rub his feet, rub his head, give him a massage, or cook him some dinner, or if you know he works out, make a protein shake for him. Like, do little small things. Like my woman, she, whenever we used to travel, she would always make me a little, she's amazing. She would make me this little medicine packet, like vitamins. She would make sure I took my vitamins. She would make this little, because I was traveling a lot, so she made me this little plastic with vitamins and vitamin C's and my asthma spray. Like, she just really cares for me like a mother. It's very important. Men love this, by the way, especially rich men. Okay? So you got it? Wes, have any of your girlfriends cheated on you? No. And I've never had any girlfriends, honestly. I had just situations, honestly. I never gave women the title. I've only gave one, now two women in my life the title of being my girlfriend, honestly. Other women, they were just going through the process of being vetted. And they just, they always fail. It is what it is. Are y'all still together? If not, why not? No, we are, of course. We've had a long journey, but we are together now. What do you notice first in a woman? Honestly, I notice a woman's height. I have an affinity for short women. I just like short women. Like, if you're short, oh my God, turn on. A smile. I like smile. I like open body language as well. Just, I like women that have like a kind face. Kind smile. It's just like this angelic face. Yeah. Simple things. Thank you, Wes. You're the most genuine person I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. It's good for women to spend around the rich man. For example, pay for dinner. Is this a good idea? I mean, I don't know. I never want my woman to pay, even though my woman, sometimes she does pay. She says, no, baby, I got it, baby. I got it, baby. So I let her, you know, sometimes. Because makes me even love her even more. Because she just forces me. She just makes, you know, I got this. I'm taking you out. She pull out her little credit card and swipe it up. Right? So it's okay. But me, I never require women to pay for the dinner. And that's my job. That's daddy's job. And I'm daddy. Like, I am real life daddy, 100%. And daddy take care of shit. And men, if you want to have our, you know, be in that daddy role, well, you have to realize you are the provider, right? Financially. If you want to wear the daddy hat. If you're not a provider, you cannot wear the daddy hat at all. Long hair? Oh, absolutely. Yep, love women with long hair, of course. The little credit card. No. I didn't mean by little credit card, but you know what I mean. She just, it's cute when she tries to pay, you know? And even though I try to force her to allow me to pay, but she just, that's what makes her even more adorable. Just more, just amazing. She's really an amazing woman. I'm blessed to
to have her in my life, honestly.
But you have, but you did have a woman pay you when you quit your job just to talk to you. Oh, you're talking about that. That's the woman I was training, though.
That's different. I was just training that woman. That was that attorney.
You remember that story, huh? She was paying for a service. And she was not my woman at all. Luce?
Oh, you guys remember Luce, huh?
You ladies, you have great memories. No, Luce, I decided to let her go. Okay?
She's a nice woman. Some man is going to love her. But I'm just not that man for her for a variety of reasons. But yeah, Luce is an example. I let her go. I told her, I said, you know, she's not going to work for me. That's it. Plain Jane, simple. She's not going to work out. And sometimes people are shocked. I get it, you know, because she was shocked. And I get it, you know. Women are always shocked when a man decides to detach from them. They're always shocked because it never happens. Right? So,
hey, Wes, would you ever get married? Nah, not interested in getting married at all. When are you going to meet her? Meet who? You said that men love when you're motherly, but I hear often people giving relationship advice saying, don't be motherly. So why do they say that? Well, who are they? Passion creates success. First of all, start watching TikTok videos, ladies and gentlemen. Stop watching TikTok and Instagram videos about relationships. Honestly, come up with your own ideology about relationships, okay? That works for you. Like me and my woman, we don't discuss our relationship outside of our relationship. We communicate with each other, period. We made a pact. We're not going to ask other people about what we should do with our relationship, and we're not going to vent to other people about our relationship. We vent to each other. Even when we upset each other, we deal with it. Okay? Period. But we keep that private between us. Because we don't need anybody contaminating our relationship when they don't understand our relationship. And that's what a lot of you guys do when you're watching the TikToks. You listen to all these different, you know, advices about relationships and what to do and what not to do and do this and do that. That's people's personal experiences, okay? You need to discover what you want and what you require in a relationship. You need to do that self-work yourself. And stop using social media as your Bible to for relationships, folks. Come on, stop it. Speaking about relationship coaches. Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm telling you this. I'm a rich man. I'm wealthy. And I love a woman that's motherly, period. I love a woman that takes care of me like a baby. Because I am a baby at heart. You'll never see it. Only my woman would see that version of me. But I am a true baby. 100%. Some of the most strongest alpha type men, what a sigma. They're big babies. And I am one. But you'll never see it. Only my woman will.
Wes, you could be so sarcastic. Yeah, of course. How do you let them go with no drama?
I mean, it's no drama because I'm not lying to them. I don't lie to women. I tell them the truth. I tell them what it is. Yeah, it's no drama. You only have drama when you lie. If you continuously lie to a woman, then you may have problems. But if you tell her what it is, you know, she may try to pursue you a little bit and, you know, she's trying to understand why you left her. But eventually she'll leave. She'll go away.
What do you think about the presidential election? I'm not sure. I don't follow. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you so much. Did you get value? Comment the word value below. Like, share this. Listen to the podcast.
It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts as well. Wesley, Million Dollar Virgin. I'll see you tomorrow. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.